If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Gloria Estefan has strongly denied allegations in a lawsuit filed by Manzaro Joseph related to a 2015 party allegedly hosted by Sean Diddy Combs. The lawsuit names Emilio Estefan Jr. as a defendant and includes disturbing claims of sexual assault during the event at Diddy's Star Island mansion. Joseph alleges he was drugged and assaulted after being taken through a secret tunnel connecting the Estefan property to Diddy's estate. In a letter filed on July 27, Gloria Estefan, 67, stated, "I categorically deny each and every allegation about me and my husband." She clarified that she and Emilio have owned multiple properties on Star Island, including two adjacent homes and another used for family between 1993 and 2021. Joseph asserted he was escorted through the Estefan residence in April 2015, claiming Gloria was present and wished to call an ambulance until Emilio allegedly intervened. Gloria refuted these allegations, stating, "No such thing happened," highlighting that a family member and a toddler were at the home during that time. She added, "Had strangers appeared at the home after midnight. That would have no doubt been reported to me or to Emilio." Gloria further dismissed the notion of a secret tunnel, insisting, "At no time was there ever any tunnel between the two houses." She explained that any visitors would have to pass through a security gate and two locked gates before accessing private areas, stating, "A person cannot simply walk in the back door." The couple sold the property to Diddy in 2021, and Gloria emphasized that she had not visited after he moved in, nor had he been to their residences. On July 24th, the judge dismissed all claims against Emilio, though Joseph was allowed to amend his complaint. This lawsuit is among several legal challenges currently facing Diddy, who was found not guilty of two sex trafficking charges but convicted of transporting individuals for prostitution, facing potential federal prison time of up to 20 years.
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.